possibilities. That was a subject between lawmakers and the governor to reach the 67 votes needed in the House to pass a bonding bill. Monday's attempt to vote again on the House's leaner version failed to reach that threshold by 10 votes. Afterwards, House Speaker Austin Knutson said the ball was in the governor's court. At the conclusion of the Tuesday morning meeting, Bullock said the ball is back in the legislature's court.
And if there's a list that gets us to 67 that Democrats actually think are a decent idea, so we don't bleed on that, then there's reason for discussion.
Among the bills put on the table were those dealing with abortion and charter schools. House Minority Leader Jenny Eck said if those bills were part of the deal, the Republican majority would lose Democratic votes, which could doom bonding. Between the House floor sessions, Knutson met with some Republican colleagues in his office. He said while nothing had changed by mid-afternoon, he still thinks an opportunity exists to reach a deal on bonding.
I have a responsibility to my caucus. There are members of my caucus that want to see this pass. My personal feelings aside, I feel like I'm duty-bound to try to make something happen for those guys.
The three bonding bills languishing in the House would issue bonds to fix public school buildings, pay for major water projects, three higher education buildings, and help the Southwest Montana Veterans Home break ground. Neither political party in the House has enough votes to pass a bonding bill by itself, and the clock is ticking toward adjournment. Knutson said he's not ready to throw in the towel.
Everyone's panicked about time, but I actually think we've got some time left on the play clock here.
Saturday is the official last day, but either chamber could vote and call it quits beginning Thursday. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News, the state capitol.